Begin the current daf, Masechtas Haryas daf Yud Gimel. Begin on the top of the Yamin, where the Gemara continues explaining the halacha of our previous Mishnah. That is, the Mishnah said, there are certain things that come before other things, like kol atadim mechaveret, kol makudish mechaveret. And then the Mishnah concluded, that so to par kain meshuach, upar eid b'chulu, if let's say there's two bulls that are the sin offerings, which are unique, and that is, if there's a hayrois davar, or shigas maisa, there was an erroneous ruling, and following upon that, one applies to the Kohen Gadol, one applies when the whole Jewish people follow the Bezin. If both of those karbanas are waiting to be brought, so the Mishnah said that the karban, the power of the Kohen Meshuach, comes first. Says the Gemara, not immediately, where do we know this from? This is not the Allah of Tadur, this is not the Allah of Makudish. Says the Gemara, the Tarn Gulin, the Pasuk of Yikra says, the Pasuk talks about first the power of the Kohen Meshuach, and then it talks about the Parhelm Dabashal Tzibur. And the Pasuk says, Vesaraf Oisayin, you should burn it, meaning the par kain, the par held davishal tzibur, when the whole Jewish people sin, kasher sarf as a par rishon. Although generally karbanos are eaten, here these are par manasrafim, it has to be burned, just like it was done to the par kain Mashiach. Says the Braisa, matam eloima. What is the pasuk teaching? Why do we have to go and reiterate kasher sarf as a par rishon, like we burned the first par? You already said that you have to do it the same thing the way you did it by the first one. What's it signifying by saying, like it was burnt as a par harishon? Says the Braisa, that's what the Pasuk is teaching. Harishon, the first one, Sheyehei Rishon, that it should be the first one, Kaidim Lepahar Eid, the B'chol Masav, that it should be before the bull of the Jewish people in all its activities relating to that carbon, and that's where we know the halacha of our Mishnah, that the Par Kain Mishroch comes first. Similarly, a different source for this halacha, Tanabon Unna Braisa, which the Braisa elaborates and elucidates many different precedences in the halachas of Karbanas. The par kain Mashiach upara eido imdim. The halacha of our Mishnah, if you have the bull of the Kohen Gadol and you have the bull of the Jewish people waiting to be brought, says the brace of par kain Mashiach kain upara eido b'chol ma'isav, like we said in our Mishnah, the bull of the Kohen Gadol comes before the par of the Jewish people in all its activities. Why, says the brace, ha'ilu Mashiach mechaper ve'edim iskaperis. The Kohen Gadol, he is the head of all the priests that atones for the Jewish people. The Jewish people are being atoned. So Dinu says the Brisa, it's logical to say sheyakdim ha-mechaper le-miskaper, that the atoner should come before the atonees, the ones that are being atoned. B'cheinu Oimer said the Brisa, so do we find this halacha in the pasuk? It says regarding the Kohen Gadol on the Avodah Yom Kippurim, it says v'chiper ba'adoy, that he will atone for himself, and then it says uva'ad be'isai, for his family, uva'ad kol kal yisom, for all the assembly of the Jewish people, that we find this idea that first he, the atoner, should be atoned, and then for those who he's atoning for, and therefore his power becomes before the power of the Eid of the Jewish people. Continuing on this hierarchy, says the Braisa, parhelm davishal tzibur, this carbon that's brought when the entire Jewish people follow the erroneous ruling of the court regarding some other halacha in the Torah, is kaidin lepar shel avodas chachamim, comes before the bull when the entire the Jewish people follow the erroneous ruling of the court regarding avodas zarah. Says Gemara, my time, what's the reason? Says Gemara, ha echatas, the parhelm davar, that carbon is considered echatas, a sin offering. V'hai, but the bull that's brought when the Jewish people follow the erroneous ruling of the Beis Din, that bull of avodas zarah is actually an oila. It's an oila sacrifice, which is not the sin offering. It's that which is just brought as some type of a gift, a dairin to Hashem, but it's not the sin offering itself. Because actually by avodas zarah, there's two karbanas, the par and the sar, and actually the par is the karban oila. And therefore, b'tan le'olin b'raisa, that the karban chatas always comes before the oila. The Pasuk of Yikra says, and this in the context of the carbon oil of Yairid, says v'hikrav es asher l'chatas rishayin, that he will sacrifice that of the two of the pair of the one that's chatas first. Says the Brisa, matam alem, what's that coming to teach? In other words, im l'lamash te chatas rishayin, if you would think it's coming to teach that the carbon chatas is brought first, harikvar nema, but the Pasuk there already says v'sasheni yasa oila kemishpat, that the second one should be brought as the oila according to its law. So we know the second one's oila, obviously the first one's chatas. Why say this Pasuk of rather, there's a building block teaching in general in halacha, that the karma chata should be before the oilois that are brought with them. The kaimelon, and we know the halacha is, although generally an animal offering is more distinguished than a bird offering, but still, chatas comes before oila, even if it's a bird chatas offering, comes before an oila, even one that's an animal. So therefore here, when you have the parhelm davar shel tzibur, and the power that they bring when regarding Avodah Zarah, the power of Helm Dover, which is the Chatzis, will come before the power of Avodah Zarah, because in contrast, the other animal over there is actually the Sar, is the one that's the Chatzis by Avodah Zarah. Continues the Braisa. Let's say Par Avodah Kechavim, and you have the bull that's brought. There's two Karbonos when the Jewish people follow the Hira of the Bezin erroneously. They have the bull of Avodah Zarah. Says the Braisa, Koidim L'Sar Avodah Kechavim. It comes before the He-Goat of Avodah Zarah. And that has to come out my, why? The principle we just said before, Hai Chatos, the Sar of Avodah Zarah is the Karban Chatos, the Hai Oila, and the bull of Avodah Zarah is only an Oila. So why does the power of Avodah Zarah come before the Sar of Avodah Zarah of the Jewish people? So Ami ben Marav, Mishmei de Rav, Bar Mari, Chatos Avodah Kechavim Chasir Aleph. When the Torah talks about the Karban Chatos by Avodah Zarah, it's missing an Aleph. L'Chatos Ksiv, it says it without an Aleph, when it talks about the power of Avodah Zarah, where so that's coming to tell us that but when it talks about the Sar, it's actually missing the Aleph. It's coming to tell us that the power, albeit that it's an Ayla, and although generally Chatas can be for Ayla, but since here by the Chatas it says missing an Aleph, it's coming to tell us that actually the power, which is the Ayla, is going to come before the Sar, which is the Chatas. Or another interpretation, Ravam, he says, Kemishbet Ksivbe, says in the Pasuk, by the par of Avodah Zarah, it says, according to its law. What's that coming to teach us? What do you mean, Kemishbat? According to the law of how it's written, the chronology in the Pesukim. And in the Pesukim, the Karban Oila by Avodah Zarah is written first, and therefore the par, although that it's the Oila, is going to be before the Sar of the Avodah Zarah. Continues the Braisa. Sair Avodah Kechavim, the He-Goat of Avodah Zarah, Koidim L'Sar Nasi, comes before the Sar, which, as we said, the Nasi also brings, his unique Karban is a Sar. So although they're both Se'irim, the Sar of the Jewish people of Avodah Zarah comes before the Sar that the Nasi has to bring for any of his Averis that he does. Says Gemara, my time, what's the reason? Aren't they both the same? Why does Sar of Avodah Zarah have the precedence? Says the Gemara, because Haitzib of HaYachid, the Sar of Avodah Zarah is the whole Jewish people. And this is just a Yachid, albeit that he is a king, and therefore the Sar of Avodah Zarah is going to come before the Sar of the Nasi. Continues the Rabbi, says, Sar Nasi Kaim L'Se'iris Yachid. The He-Goat of the Nasi, which is the king, comes before the she-goat of an individual sins. My time, what's the reason? Hai melech v'hai hejit, because this is the king and this is a commoner. So although that he's bringing a se'ira, which is similar, still the king is going to come first. Says the Braisa, se'iras yachid kedemis l'kivsas yachid. When the individual brings a she-goat, that comes before another individual that's bringing a she-lamb. So, for example, if you have two people, one's bringing a kisba, one's bringing a seira, which are both viable options for a regular karbachatas for erroneously committing a sin b'shegig, still the seira comes before the kisba. On that is the Gemara Batan, but learn the Braisa says the opposite. It says, Kiv says yachad, kaidin l'seiras yachad. The one who brings the she-lamb comes before the one who brings the she-goat. So, Mabai, he says, Tanoi, it's a machlekes Tanoi, and he explains the machlekes. Mar Savar, seira difa, the first Braisa, as we quoted, says the she-goat is the one that comes first. Shekein nisrabse eitz labitz kecham b'yachad. The reason why it's greater is because when the individual commits the sin of idolatry, the only carbon that he could bring is se'ira. He can't bring kisba over there. So you see that it's the more distinguished one that stands out in regards to karbanis, and therefore that comes before the kisba. Umar sava kivsa adifa, but the other Tana, the second one, says that no, the she-lamb is better. Shekein nisrabse ba'alya, because it has another part of it that's sacrificed on the Mizbeach, that of its fatty tail. In contrast, a goat doesn't have that part of it, of the aliyah being brought on the Mizbeach, and therefore we'd rather have a kivsa, and therefore it comes first before the se'ira, because there the aliyah is sacrificed in contrast to the se'ira. Continues the Braisa, Oimer koidin lekevis habo imay. The carbon oimer, which is the barley offering that's brought on the second day of Pesach, comes before the sheep that's brought with it. And shtei halechem koyim likvas maboy mamam. So too, the shtei halechem, the two bread offerings of wheat, which is brought on Shavuos, comes before the sheep that are brought with it. As the Braisa explains that, call this the rule, davah haba begin liyayim, any carbon that's brought because of the day, which the Omer is brought on Tezayin Nisan, and so too the shtei halechem is brought on Shavuos, koyim ledavah haba begin lechem, comes before something that is coming not because of the day, but that's coming because of the bread. I mean, the kevis is brought because of the omer. The kevasim are brought because of the shtei alechem. So that's secondary to the bread. So the bread offering is brought first, and then comes the kevasim, the sheep offering that are brought because of it. On a similar theme of the previous Mishnah, the next Mishnah continues on the same idea, but what comes before something else. It says the Mishnah, ha'ish koidim le'isha, a man has precedence before a woman, lahachis, to keep him alive, ulahashav aveda, and to return his lost object. But isha kedemes leish, and a woman comes before a man, liksus, for clothing, ulahaitim ibe sashevi, and to take them out of captivity. Now, bizman sheshneim oimnim b'kalkolo, at a time when both of them are in a situation of being disgraced, meaning of being violated, then meaning to say that a man is subject to mishkav zachar, to being violated by being sodomized, ha'ish kaidim le'isha, there it's more disgraceful for the man, and therefore the man has precedence to be saved before the woman. Similar types of discussions. The Gemara brings Tarmon in the Braisa. Hayahu v'aviv v'rabbi b'shvi. If let's say a person, his father and his teacher were all in captivity. So who kaidim le'rabbi? So the person himself is before even his teacher. V'rabbi kaidim le'aviv, and his teacher comes before to be saved before his father. And imay kedemes l'kulam, and his mother comes before everybody because she has the biggest disgrace by being in captivity. Continues the Braisa. Chacham kaidim le'melech Yisrael. A sage comes before the king of the Jewish people because not everyone is fit to be a sage. Meaning, chacham shemeis, a sage that dies, ain't on the kayetzibay. We don't have someone that's the like of him to take his place. And contrast, melech Yisrael shemeis, even the king of the Jewish people who passes away, kol Yisrael rum lamalchus. Every Jew is fit to be a monarch, to be a king. And therefore, we save the sage from captivity before the king. Melech kaidim l'kohen gadol. The king is before the high priest. Shneur like says the pasuk melachim al, but says v'yema ha-melech lohem, that the king said to them, which from that included the kohen gadol, k'chu yimochem, take with you, and the gear says es avdi adonechem, the servants of your master, and he was talking about himself, saying that he, the king, is a master and is greater than the kohen gadol, b'gerem, etc. So therefore, we see that the king comes before the kohen gadol. Kohen gadol kaidim l'navi. The high priest is greater and therefore has precedence before the prophet. Shlomo HaMelech says in the pasuk after that, says a mashach, he was telling them what to do with his son to coronate him. A mashach eisei sham tzaddik ha-kayin v'nasin ha-navi, and you should anoint him over there, tzaddik the kayin gadol, and nasin the prophet. So you see, hiktim tzaddik l'nasin. You see, he put before the kayin gadol before nasin the prophet. So you see that kayin gadol comes before the navi. So too, we find Va'im in the pasuk says in Zechariah, Shmano Yeshua HaKohen Gadol. Here, Yeshua, the Kohen Gadol, Ata V'Reach HaBegemer, you and your friends. So you see, he comes before his friends. Now, says the Gemara, Yochel HaDyoytis, you would think that who has his friends? Commoners. Tamalim, no, that's what the pasuk teaches over there. Who are his friends? Ke'anshei Moifis Hema, because they are men of wonders. Ve'i Moifis Elanavi, and the term wonders refers to prophets. Shnamak says the pasuk in Devarim, in the beginning of the pasuk, there's a Perikud Gimel pasuk Beis, that it says, if it's going to be amongst you a prophet or someone that dreams a dream, I'll give for you a sign or a wonder. So you see that who the ones that are called Anshe Maifis refers to a prophet, and yet still we see that Yeshua the Kohen Gadol was Koidim Lenavi. Continues the Braisa, Meshuach B'Shem and the Mishka, the one who's anointed with anointing oil, that type of a Kohen Gadol, Koidim L'Merub B'Gadim, comes before a Kohen Gadol that only has the increased garments but was not anointed with the Shem and the Mishka. Merube Begadim, the Kohen Gadol has more clothing. Kaidim L'Mashiach Sha'avah Machmas Kiryah, comes before a Kohen Gadol who, even though he was anointed, but he was demoted for now because he had a seminal mission, so he's not an acting Kohen Gadol. The Merube Begadim, although he was not Shem HaMishcha, but he's an acting Kohen Gadol, he has precedence. Mashiach Sha'avah Machmas Kiryah, a Kohen Gadol that was demoted because of a seminal mission, Kaidim L'Avah Machmas Mumay, he has precedence before the one who was taken down because of a blemish, because Kari, he'll be Tahar and he'll go back, in contrast to Amun. Avar Machmas Mumer, kain that was taken down because of a blemish, kaidim l'mashuach Muhammad, comes before a different, which an individual is not even a Kohen Gadol, although he's anointed, but he's anointed for war. The Kohen Gadol, even though he was taken down because of mum, comes before the Mashuach Muhammad. Mashuach Muhammad, kain l'skan, the one who's the high kain who is anointed for the war, comes before the vice Kohen Gadol, the one who is in place in case something happens to the Kohen Gadol. The skan is the second in that line. Mashuach Muhammad comes first. Skan kaidim l'amarkel. The skan comes before the amarkel. Says the Gemara, my amarkel. What's an amarkel? Rav Chisda says it's from the word amar kaila, where he says everything. Meaning he's appointed over everything, and no one could question him. He's in control of all the things, the activities that happen in the Beis Hamikdash. So the skan comes before him. Amarkel kaidim l'gizbar. The amarkel who's in charge of everything comes before the treasurer that's in charge of all the different eitzris in the Beis Hamikdash. He's a lower level. Gizbar kaidim l'reish mishmar, the gizbar who's in charge of the treasuries, comes before the one who's in charge of a mishmar, where there were 24 mishmaris. Each week there was another mishmar. So someone who's in charge of that whole family in that week the Gizbar comes before him. Reish Mishmer Kedem Reish Beis Av, the head of that Mishmer, which the whole week comes before the head of that family, that distinct family, which is on every day, and the Mishmer is the week, that week, which is one unit, every day is another head, that's the Beis Av. So the Reish Mishmer comes before him, and Reish Beis Av, Kedem Kohen Hedyot, the head of that family itself, which is on every day, comes before a regular Kohen Hedyot. Now, related discussion to what we said, Iboilo, the following question, Le'inyon Tuma, regarding a kohen's now become tummy, but regarding a mes mitzvah, even a kohen makes himself tummy, where someone that they find a dead person who has no one to bury them, then in that situation they're supposed to become tummy. So regarding such a situation, skan umeshuach mechamef, let's say there's the deputy kohen gadol and the kohen who's anointed for war, ezmem kohen, which one is first? Who's going to be the one that's going to make himself tummy to the mes mitzvah? So Amar Zuch Bridge of Nachman says, Toshima, come in and tell us in the brisa. Says Sagan umeshuach mechamef shol yimhalcha maderech. If these two individuals are walking on the road, and they encounter a dead person that needs to be buried, it's better that the one who's anointed for war makes himself tamei, and that the deputy kohen gadol does not make himself tamei, because the situation is, if something would happen to the kohen gadol, he always has to be ready, this deputy kohen gadol, to come up and take his place, and if he's going to be tamei, there's not going to be anyone to take the place of the kohen gadol, therefore it's better that the meshuach mechamef make himself tamei, and not the skan. That is the Gemara Vatanya, but we learned the Braisa, which recorded before, Meshuach Mechamef Kohen L'Skan. The one who has greater precedence is the anointed for war. He's greater than the Skan. So shouldn't it be that the Skan should make himself Tameh and not the Meshuach Mechamef? And that Amar Ravina says, Kitanya he, when did we learn that Braisa? As we were saying before, L'Hacha Yosei, that was to keep him alive, like to take out of captivity. Then he comes before the Skan because, yeah, the public needs him because he's the one who fights the wars, is in control, he's anointed for that purpose, so therefore he's greater than the Skan. But regarding Tuma, regarding that, we say that the Skan is greater than the Meshuach Mechamef, and therefore Meshuach Mechamef will make himself Tameh and not the Skan. Continues the Gemara with the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme of these Mishnayos, regarding Kodem, Kohen Kodem Levi. A Kohen comes before a Levi, Levi li Yisrael. Yisrael, the moms are a regular Jew before an illegitimate child. Moms before a person from the Nesinim, which was a nation that had joined the Jewish people inappropriately. V'nosin leger, the Nesinim before a convert. V'ger lev meshucher, and a convert before a freed servant, a freed slave. Now, says the Mishnah, Amos said, when did we say this hierarchy? It was b'zman shekulam shavim. If they're all equal, everything else notwithstanding. Avimhoye mamzer tamachachem, but if let's say the mamzer was born from illegitimate union between his parents, but he's a Talmud Chacham, a Talmudic scholar, and Mekoyen Gadol Am Haaretz, and you have a high priest, but is an ignoramus, Mamzer Talmud Chacham, Koyen Mekoyen Gadol Am Haaretz. The Mamzer, who's a Talmud Chacham, comes before the Koyen Gadol, that's an Am Haaretz. So the Gemara explains, Koyen Levi, where do we know that the Koyen has precedence before the Levi? Shnam, like it says, the Pasuk in Divrei Yom Aleph, it says, B'nei Amram, the sons of Aram, were Aaron and Moshe. It says in the Pasuk, B'adil Aaron, L'akdisha Kodesh Kodeshim, that Aaron was separated to sanctify him, the holiest of the holies. So you see that a Koyen is greater than Levi, meaning Aaron was greater than Moshe in that sense, and therefore a Koyen comes before Levi. Levi Koyen, so how do you know that a Levite comes before a non Kain and Levi? Shnei Mekas says a pasuk in Devarim. It says Be'isa he hivdol Hashem eshevet haLevi v'goymer, that at that time Hashem separated the tribe of Levi, which includes both Kain and Levi. And you see they come before Yisrael. Yisrael koyim leMamzer. Yisrael comes before Mamzer. Shezem meyuchas v'zein meyuchas, because a regular Yisrael has ancestry that can be traced, in contrast to a Mamzer which doesn't have appropriate diches, and therefore he's after a Yisrael. Mamzer koyim leNasin, an illegitimate Jewish child is before someone from Nesinim, because Zeba Mitibik Sher, at least the Mamzer, comes from kosher seed, because his father is Jewish and his mother is Jewish. Zeba Mitibik Psula, in contrast, the Nasin comes from non-Jewish ancestry, and therefore, the Mamzer comes first. Nasin Kain Lager, the Nesinim come before a convert from the non-Jewish people, because Zeb Godleman Bekedusha, at least in the Nesinim, although they're considered distinct from the Jewish people because they're not really full-fledged Jews, but at least they're part of the Jewish people. They live amongst us, so they grew up with sanctity. But a ger, although he's someone that desires to be part of the Jewish people, did not grow up that way, and therefore the nasan comes before the ger. Ger koyden le'eved meshucher, a convert comes before a freed slave. Why? Because zehoy b'chlal or. The slave was part of what's called or kanan, which was the cursedness of Canaan, because we find that Noach did not find a more appropriate curse to curse his son Ham with his son Knan more than this, where he had said that he should be an Eved Le'echav, a slave to his brothers. Obviously, that was the biggest curse he could find, and therefore, a freed slave was ultimately still a slave, and therefore, that's something that's very cursed. And therefore, Vezel Lo Hayu B'chlal Ar, in contrast, by a Ger, was never cursed, and therefore, a Ger comes before an Eved Meshachar. Now the Mishnah said, Amos, when do we say the Bizmacha Kulin Sham Mukhulu? If all things are equal. However, we said, but if let's say you have the Mamzer, but he's a Tamil Chacham, he will come before even a Kohen Gadol that's an Am Arts. Says the Gemara, where do we know this from? So Rabbi Chanin says, because the Amakra, the Pasuk says in Mishle, when it's referring to Torah, it says, Yikarahi Mipninim. It's more precious than pearls. The word Mipninim could be expounded, Mikoin Gadol Shenichnis Lefnai Velefnim. The word Peninim is like a double Penim. Greater than the Kohen Gadol who goes inside of the inside, meaning the holiest of holies, still the Torah, which if you have a Mamzer Tamil Chacham, is greater than the Kohen Gadol Am Aretz. Now, continuing with this halacha of our Mishnah, the Gemara says, Tanya Linda Braisa, Pshim Ben Yechai Omer, he says, Bedin hu sheyakdim evin meshurcha lager. Actually, logic would dictate that a freed servant, a freed slave, should come before a ger. Why? Because at least the Eved Meshuchar, the slave, was a slave amongst the Jewish people. He could have been the great rabbi's house all his years, and therefore he grew up with sanctity. In contrast, the ger grew up in some non-Jewish area, didn't grow up in sanctity with us. But rather, as we said before, but the thing is that the Eved was in the category of being cursed by the fact that he was a slave. However, the Ger was not included in the category of cursedness, and therefore that's closer to the Jewish people who are considered the people of Bracha, and therefore the Ger comes before. Related, the Gemara says, Shalu Tamid v'Rav Elazar b'Rav Tzadik. The students asked Rav Elazar b'Rav Tzadik, M'nei ma'hakol ratzan lisa gayeris. Why does everyone run to marry a woman that converted? But not everyone runs to marry a woman that was freed from being a slave. Meaning to say that they're more agreeable to marry a Jewish convert, but not to marry a woman that was freed from being a slave. So let me say to them, because as we said before, this Shifcha Mishachreres was at one point considered Ar, but the Gieris was never considered Ar. Or Davahachar, another interpretation is because Zuhayse Becheskes Shimer, a regular non-Jewish woman, we could presume that, especially since she's the type that ended up converting to Judaism, that was would protect herself and not have relations with other men. Zuhayse Becheskes Shamer, however, this maidservant, we cannot presume that she was protected, because generally, a maidservant is something that's mufkaris, that it's free for all. Or another interpretation is because, as we said, the Gieris wants to convert so she'll protect herself, because that's her intention, is to convert. But a maidservant, she doesn't have that ability. She doesn't have the ability to free herself, and therefore she's not going to protect herself because she doesn't know if she'll ever be able to become Jewish. And therefore, that's another reason why they would marry Gieris before a Shifcha Meshachares. Another question, Shalu Tamid v'Rav Reb Elazar, another question they asked from Blazer was, M'mnei ma'hakel of makar es kainei. Why is it that a dog recognizes its owner? V'chatul eina makar es kainei, but a cat does not recognize its owner. Amlehem, he said to them the following logic. He says, U'ma ha'oichel mamasha achbar oichel mishakech, as we'll see on Amud Beis, if someone eats from something that a mouse ate from, forgets, as we'll see, forgets his learning, so ha'oichel achbar atzmai, the one, referring to a cat, that eats the mouse itself, not just what the mouse ate from, alachas kama v'kama, isn't all the more so that for sure he's going to forget, and therefore the cat does not recognize its owner. Another question, Shalu Tamid b'Rav Elazar, they asked him, M'nei ma'hakol moishlem ba'achbar, why is it that everybody rules over the mouse? In other words, why is it that from the most downtrodden of all the animals is the mouse that everyone's always constantly chasing after it? So he said, M'nei shesuron ra, because their nature, their inclination, is more evil than the rest of all the creatures. Sura can be read from the word of sar, like its master, as we find by a ger, that we call him Surei Ra, because his Yetzer is bad, which means his Sar, his what rules over him, is bad. Says Gemara Mahi, what does it mean? Why is the nature of a mouse so bad? Because Rav Amma, he says, Afilu Glimei, even clothing, that's not even the food item, there's not even any pleasure, still guides him, still he chews away at the clothing. He said that's an evil nature of a creature. And as we continue to Mabez Rav Papa, I mean, he says, "Afilu shufta mara geitz." He says that even the spit, the handle of a spade, which is made out of wood, even that he chews, and therefore is considered a bad nature, and therefore every animal is always chasing after him. That's always the fate of the mouse. Continuing on this idea that we mentioned regarding forgetting learning from what the mouse ate, so turn upon the brisa, 5 things that cause a person to forget his learning. Whoever eats from what a mouse or a cat ate from. If someone eats the heart of an animal, someone that's normally, that customarily is attuned to eating olives, and he does it a lot. If someone drinks the water of what's left over from the bathing, and someone that washes his feet one on top of the other. Some say a sixth thing, even someone who puts his clothing beneath his head, that's someone who will forget his learning. There are five things that help a person restore his learning. Pas pachamen, bread that's baked on the coals, hot bread. Someone who eats the coals themselves, which is considered one thing, eating that bread from the coals or the coals themselves. If someone eats a roasted egg without salt, someone that customarily, generally has olive oil, someone that's accustomed to having wine and aromatic spices, someone drinks water from the leftover of the dough, meaning that was left over from the kneading, that water, it restores a person's learning. Some say a sixth thing, even someone who dips his finger in the salt and he eats it, that restores his learning. Now the Gemara says, "Harugel b'shem zayis." This that it was said that if someone normally has olive oil, restores his learning. Because the Amar B'yechanan he had said, "Kashem shazayis mishakeich limishal shemshana." Just like eating olives makes a person to forget something that he has known and been in his mind for 70 years, kach shem zayis limishal shemshana. So too, drinking olive oil will restore to a person learning that he had forgotten already for 70 years. The Bryce had said, "Virgul b'yain b'sam." Also, that helps restore a person's learning is wine and aromatic spices. Says Gemara Masayel Rava, that supports Rava. Dama Rava, he says, "Chama v'rechani pikach," and he says, "My drinking of wine and aromatic spices help make me smart." And the Bryce says, "V'had some say v'toivol etzboy b'melech." If he dips his finger in salt, it's also good to recall one's learning. Now, Amar Shlokesh, he says, "V'achas," but it's only if he dips in one finger. Says the Gemara Ketanoi, it's actually Machalikas Tanoim. Rabbi Hudam, he says Achas v'leshtayim, it's only if it's one finger, not two. Rabbi Yisam, he says Shtayim v'leshalish, only two and not three. Says the Gemara V'samanayich, and the mnemonic to recall that one shouldn't make a mistake. If let's say someone doesn't know, what were the two opinions? Was it one and not two, and one says two and not three? Or maybe it's that one said two and not three, and the other one said three and not four? To recall this, the mnemonic would be Kemitza, which is that when the Kayin would do with the mincha offering, he would do kemitza. So the bottom of that kemitza was the finger closest to the pinky. So regarding if someone would bend down just that second to the last finger, he would be left with two fingers on one side and one finger, the pinky, on the other side. And that would help a person to recall that, yeah, because one opinion says one and not two, and the other one says two and not three. Now, the reason why there's only two left after the kaimitz and not three because of the thumb is not counted from the order of the fingers because it's not in the same order as the other fingers. And therefore, if one just puts down the kemitza finger, he'll have one on one side and two on the other side. He'll know that it's one says one and not two, and the other one says two and not three. Continues the Gemara, Asar Devarim Kashim Lalimud. There are 10 things that's harsh for a person's learning, meaning whoever does one of these 10 things, it will be hard for him to hear and to internalize the learning. One is ha'ivr tachas ha'afsar ha'gamel v'holshkin tachas gamel atzma. If someone walks beneath the halter of the camel, which goes on the camel, or for sure if he walks beneath the camel itself, which this is considered like one thing, or va'ivr ben shnei gamalim, if someone goes between two camels, or va'ivr ben shnei anashim, goes between two women, or v'yisho ivers ben shnei anashim, or if a woman walks between two men, or va'ivr meitachas reich rashon leveiv, if someone goes beneath a bad odor of an animal carcass, which means to say that if he smells the odor of the dead animal, because whoever is going and smelling, it's like he's going beneath the odor, because the odor generally goes upward, so he's like going beneath it. If someone goes beneath a bridge that there was no water that went under it for 40 days. If someone eats bread that wasn't fully cooked. If someone eats meat from this spoon, which was used to stir the pot. The reason why it was called this was because listerin means, as the targum of tzidav, of the side, the sitrahi. So it was the spoon that was used to push the zuama, which was the froth on the top, to the sides. Therefore, that's why the spoon was cold. If someone eats the meat from that spoon, it causes him to make it hard to learn. If someone drinks from a stream of water that passes by through a cemetery, and if someone looks at the face of a dead person, all these 10 things make it difficult for a person to learn. Some say, if he reads the writing that's on top of a grave, that writing also causes one difficulty in his learning. Now, continuing on what we had mentioned before regarding the hierarchy of the chashivas of people, as we said in our Mishnah. So in a related discussion, when the head of the Jewish people walks, nichnas goes in, kala amaimdim. So if that's the prince or that's the king, so then all the people stand up, meaning all the rows, even if it's 100 rows of people, they all stand up. And they don't sit until the prince, the head of the Jewish people, tells them to sit down. When the head of the court, of the high court, comes in, so they stand, make one row for him on one side, one row for him on the other side. So not all the rows, but when he's walking through, the row on either side of him stands up, until he sits down in his place. When a sage walks in, one stands, one sits, until he goes to his place, meaning people get up as he passes by. The sons of sages and the students of sages, when the public needs them, they're allowed to step over the heads of the people because they used to sit on the floor. So if he has to get to his place, it's like he's stepping over them. If they need them, these sons of Chacham and Tamidi Chacham, then they could do that. Let's say they go out for a need. So you come for Yashim Kaimi, they could come back in and sit in their place, even though again they're stepping over people. The sons of Talmudic scholars, if their fathers are appointed in a position of leadership over the Jewish people, so if these sons have intelligence to listen to the lecture, they come and they sit in front of their father, and their backs are towards the people. When they don't have intelligence to listen, so then they have no right really to have their back to the people because they don't have to look towards the lecture because they don't understand anyway. So then they go and they sit in front of their father. But their face is towards the people, not with their back towards the people. He says, the same halachas apply at a festive meal, at a party, where oisim, where we make them, meaning the sons of the sages who their fathers are in leadership roles over the people, we make these sons into snifim, where we sit them by the elders because of the dignity shown to their fathers. So we want to make them as an addendum, like a branch that's connected to the main beam. We want to make them an attachment to the elders to show dignity to their fathers. Amamar, so the Tana had said, Yotze L'tzayrich, that if this individual had left for a need, so Nichnas V'yeshim Kamer said, okay, he could go back in and sit in his place even though he's been stepping over people. Now, Vadim Rapapi qualifies as Loyomar L'Katana. We only said this if the son of the Talmud Chacham had left to urinate, which he was beyond his control. But if he left because he had to relieve himself, he had to defecate, so then he's not allowed to go back and sit in this place because it's considered negligence, because he should have inspected himself beforehand to see if he really had to go something and relieve himself to that extent, should have checked himself out beforehand, and the fact that he didn't, now he has to go out, that we don't let him come back in and step over the people to his place. As the Gemara tells, it says, a person should always get used to and teach himself to get up early in the morning and to go late at night to relieve himself, that he doesn't have to go far away, because if someone has to relieve himself in what's called gedalim, and then during the daytime, so he has to go very far away from the road so others shouldn't see him, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos. In contrast, urination was done even not so far away. So you see, the person should do it in the morning and at night, and this individual who didn't have that foresight is considered negligence, and therefore we don't let him go to his place. Now, Amar Rava, he says, however, now these days that the world is weak, I feel like even something like defecating is something that would be understood, that a person cannot necessarily control that or have that foresight, and therefore, he can, even for that, he would be able to come back. Now, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadik, Omer, we quoted before, he said, Afa Beis HaMishnah, these halachas apply even at a at festivities, that Oysam Snifim, we make these B'nei Tamid Chachamim into addendums, and we attach them, and we have them sit next to the elders. Amar Ravi, he qualifies, he says, it's only B'chayavim, b'fnei avim. It's only when their fathers are alive, and only in front of their fathers. We're only making them snifim because of the honor of their fathers. If their fathers are not around, then we don't have them sit by the elders. Now, the Gemara tells that Amar B'Yechanan says, B'mei Reb Shimon Gamliel Nishnas Mishnah Zu. It was in the days of Shimon Gamliel that this brice that we mentioned before that said that when the Nasi comes in, everyone stands up. But the Av Bez Din and the Chacham, they have lower levels of respect that are shown to them. That's brice was initiated and instituted in the days of Shimon Gamliel. As the Gemara tells us that Reb Shimon Gamliel was the Nasi, Reb Meir was the Chacham, and Reb Nosson was the Av Bez Din. As the Gemara tells us, Kehav Reb Shimon Gamliel Hasam, Reb Shimon Gamliel was over there, have a Kaim Mekul Alam Mekameh. Everyone would stand up when he came into the study hall. Kehav Eile Reb Meir Reb Nosson, when they would come in, have a Kaim Mekul Alam Mekameh. Everyone would stand up for them too. So I remember Reb Shimon Gamliel, he says, Leboyu Lemehav Hekere Bein Deli Leditu. Shouldn't there be a difference between me and them? They're very distinguished, but I'm the Nasi. I should have greater levels of respect shown to me. So Takan Hamasnitas, he instituted that Braisa, which shows differentiation between him and them. Now, Hahu Yom Alahav Reb Meir Reb Nosson Hasam. That day that he taught these halachas, that he made this takana, Reb Meir Reb Nosson were not there in the study hall. Lamacha Kiyasu, the next day when they came in, Chazdu Lekamim Mekameh Kedrigila Milsa. He saw that people weren't standing up for them as they always had been doing up until today. Army, they said, my hi, what is this? So Amr Lahu, they said to them, Hachi Takan Reb Shimon Gamliel, this was what Reb Shimon Gamliel instituted when you weren't here the other day. So Amr Lahu, Reb Meir said to Reb Nosson, he says, Anocha Ocham Ba'at Av Bezen. I'm a sage, and you're the head of the court. Nisakin Milsaki Lididan, let us institute such a similar thing for ourselves that my Navidle, what should we do to him? We also have to stand up for our dignity too. So he said, Neymale, let's say to him, Gali Uktsin, go up and expound upon Mesechtas Uktsin. Now, the Leslie, it's not organized by him. He doesn't know Mesechtas Uktsin that well. But keeping the Lagama, since he doesn't know it, namely, then we'll tell him, the Pasuk can tell him. It says, Mi Yimal Gvuras Hashem. Who can say the might of Hashem? Yashmiya Kol Tehillasei, that it should be heard all his praise. What that homiletically is interpreted is, Lemino Lamal Gvuras Hashem. For who is it that it's appropriate to say the might of Hashem? It's only like the second half of the Pasuk says, Mi Sheyochel Hashmi Kol Tehillasev. Only someone that could say all his praise. But you don't know Mesechtas Uktsin, and that we'll tell him tomorrow. And they operate, and then we'll take him away from his position. I'll go up one step, and you'll go up one step. You'll become the Nasi, and I'll become the Av Bezen. Now, Shemina Reb Yaakov ben Karshi. Reb Yaakov ben Karshi overheard them. Amar, he said to himself, Dilmachas v'shalom, asi milsa de kesuf. He says, heaven forsake that this might be a situation that might cause embarrassment to Reb Shimon Gamliel. Azal Yosef Acheri ilosi to Reb Shimon Gamliel. So he went and he sat himself behind the upper chambers of Reb Shimon Gamliel. Pashat, he then went and he expounded Garas Vatana. He learned and he was explaining Garas Vatana. He was learning and saying over Mesechtas Uktsin. So Amar Reb Shimon Gamliel said, "My dekama, what's going on before me here? Why do I hear them saying again and again Mesechtas Uktsin? Demachas v'shal mekabei medrash amidi. Maybe heaven forsake, there's something going on in the study hall. So Yov Daita Begirsa. So he paid attention and he put his attention to Mesechtas Uktsin and he learned it and he knew it." The next day, Remeir Nosson said to him, Nasi Marva Nisni Boksen, let the master get up and teach us Mesechtas Uktsin. Pasach Vama, he got up, he opened up and he said it. Now Basad Aikim, after that he finished, Amalu, he said to them, Eloi Gemirna Kisafitnan, had I not learned it, you would have embarrassed me. Pakid Vafkin Memedrashi commanded and he had them sent out of the study hall. Now Havakasvi Kushjasa Bepiska Bashad Hasim. So every day, Remeir Nosson would write questions on a piece of paper. And they would send in the papers into the study hall. To have a mifik, whatever the rabbis would be able to answer, they would answer. To have a mifik, kasvi piruka bishadu, whatever they couldn't answer. So they would write the answers on the piece of paper and send it into the study hall. So Amalu Rabbi Yisi said to them, look, Torah mi bachutz va'anum bibifnim. The Torah is on the outside and we're on the inside. In other words, either they come into the Beis HaMedrash or we go out and we sit with them outside. So Amalu Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, he said to them, look, ne'alinu, we're going to let them back in. But miu niknasin, but we're going to penalize them. There's never going to be a teaching be said over in their name. Because Asikul Remeir Acherim, they gave to Remeir's teaching the term the others, as we find in Mishnah's Acherim Aymrim. Reb Nosson, Yesh Aymrim. And instead of calling by Reb Nosson's name, as we find other times, it says Yesh Aymrim, those who say, that refers to Reb Nosson. The Achvalu B'chalmayu was shown to Remeir Reb Nosson in their dreams. Zilu Paisu Reb Shimon Gamliel, go ahead and appease Shimon Gamliel for what you had tried to do to him. So Reb Nosson went. Reb Meir Loizel, he didn't go. Amar, he says, Divri Chalayim is the words of dreams. Loi Malam, Loi Meridin, do not take up, do not take down. That has no significance. I don't care what a dream told me. To go appease, he felt what he had done was right. Kiraz Reb Nosman, Reb Nosman went, Amal Reb Shem Gamliel, Reb Shem Gamliel said to him this following words of rebuke. Nehi dahani loch kamer da avuch, although it helped you, your father's golden belt, in other words, that your father's distinguishment helped you to get the post, l'mahava of Besen, become the head of the court, but shavinach nami nasi, if it's going to also help you become the prince, that you want to try to usurp and take over, saying that don't take your father's wealth and might and got you to this position, but don't think it's going to, that you deserve also to become the nasi, which you tried to take over my position of being the nasi.